This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer. A free-for-all Friday.
You're asking to hear something I don't want to say. But if I do say it, I think you ought to hear it.
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
All right, then you asked for it.
Yes, we did. So lay it on us. Free-for-all Friday means you set the tone. Here is Libby Znaimer.
Good afternoon and welcome to this free-for-all Friday and a perennially favorite topic, speed cameras. Well, today is the day that speed cameras are officially illegal in Ontario, despite the fact that a lot of mayors like them, a lot of people like them, and a lot of people were hoping that the adjustments would be made to make them work a little more fairly, a little better. But that is not the case. Now, the government says it is making available some money immediately for, quote, infrastructure. So that's for things like speed bumps, roundabouts. But, you know, not every street is amenable to that. And they say there's more money in the new year. But here's my question. Yesterday, when I was talking to our municipal panel, I was wondering, okay, everybody says it's not about the money, but in Toronto, that speed camera, those speed cameras brought in about $60 million a year. Where's that money going to come from? Well, okay, that's a good question. But now there's Olivia Chow math, because now she says she needs $245 million to make up for the $60 million. And I don't know, is that a good strategy to inflate it by four times? I mean, really? Or would it be better to say, hey, we need that $60 million? Tell me what you think. And she's talking about stuff like crossing guards, which is certainly not part of infrastructure, I would not think. So I think that's top of mind. And in general, what do you think about taking these speed cameras away, which a lot of studies and a lot of people say they actually save lives? Then there's the question of encampments. Now, Brad Bradford, who I guess is the opposition to Olivia Chow and to her so-called left-wing progressive cabal that controls things there. So he had a very practical suggestion about encampments. He's a dad of small children, and he said, hey, I shouldn't have to worry about this stuff before taking my kids to the park. He made a motion saying, we've got to quickly get rid of encampments within 200 meters of a school or a playground, a place like that. Now, that distance to me makes sense because, well, children run around. It's good for them. Or if you're walking a dog or something like that, you need a little bit of space, especially if you're a city dweller whose apartment or condo does not have a lot of space. Well, that was watered down, so Paula Fletcher moved one, saying, no, we will just clear encampments if they're within 50 meters, which basically means right on top of a school or a playground. So what do you think? Was that a sensible amendment? I'm going to look up. There were numbers, because there are definitely more encampments 200 meters away, I think about 200, than there are right on top. So it's less for the city to do. So do tell me what you think about that change. And of course, whatever else you have on your mind, maybe we'll get to. I had a fascinating conversation yesterday with the food professor, Dr. Sylvain Charlebois, told me a few things I did not know about when it comes to buying chicken and beef. But let us begin right now with your calls. We've got Jerry in Markham. Hi, Jerry.
Good afternoon, Libby. In response to the mayor's latest proclamation, $245 million to replace the $60 million cash grab. As I recall, in her mayoral platform 2.5 some years ago, she promised the voters of Toronto no new taxes. Now, as children, I recall we had an expression, liar, liar, pants on fire. Well, that might be a cliche, but the bottom line, it seems like there's a discrepancy somewhere in the logic that she uses to describe the needs of the city of Toronto. And I'm thinking, well, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And here we are, $245 million clawback from the provincial government. I don't think so. What do you think?
Well, again, I think the math is questionable. And I don't know. I want to hear from people. Is it a good strategy to ask the province when your hand is out all the time to replace four times the revenue you're losing? Or is it better to, you know, stick closer to the actual loss? I'm sure they'll come up with tons of explanations about why a $60 million loss needs $245 million to be replaced. Let's go to Ron in Guelph. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Libby. Thanks for taking my call. I think outrageous or outraged might be a little bit strong, but I am angry at the city of Toronto. I don't know what somebody is thinking about flying the Palestinian flag at City Hall. Originally, I thought it was an Olivia Chow idea or her assistant, but it turns out it's something called a protocol committee. And I don't know where they got the idea this was a good idea. All they're doing is fueling the fire for all the radical Islamists or the other group out there to go ahead and do more stuff. I don't understand what they're thinking. Is the protocol committee tone deaf?
Come on. I mean, the progressive, radical, whatever side of council, they have, you know, put their foot on the scales, and the police don't enforce a lot of these really terrible demonstrations and intimidation because they say they don't have backup from the city. So I don't know who's on the protocol committee, but they understand this. And I'd bet that a lot of these people are pro-Hamas, not just pro-Palestinian. And Olivia Chow was the one who refused to attend a similar event for Israel because she said it was divisive. So I think we know where they stand, Ron. I think that's pretty clear. We'll see what happens. And you know, when they hide behind, oh, it has nothing to do with the counselor. I'm sure she had nothing to do with it. It was this committee or that committee. I say baloney. Anyway, Ron, thank you very much for that. Let me give the numbers again. 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-740-4740. And again, people, what do you think? The end of speed cameras. So the province has said it will reimburse cities to build more traffic calming infrastructures, that's stuff like speed bumps, roundabouts. I don't see anything in there compensating them for all the money they spent on the cameras, which is a problem for municipalities which are cash strapped. On the other side, I see potentially a problem. I mean, this is a unanimous vote at Toronto City Council. So we know that they are losing about $60 million from the speed cameras. But the mayor says to replace that money, she needs $245 million. And given that the city is always out with its hand out, is that a good way to get this to happen? I don't know about that. And I did just look up the numbers on these encampments. So, as I said, Councillor Brad Bradford had a very practical motion about getting rid of encampments that are close to schools. He used a figure of 200 meters, right? And that would be enough to let the children run around or walking dogs or whatever you want to do. And according to the city, there are 199 encampments within 200 meters of a school, daycare, or playground. However, Councillor Paula Fletcher watered that down. So said we only need to take care of the ones that are basically right on top of a school, 50 meters, and there are only 18 of those. So their base, the base of that political, faction, is against taking down encampments. And we know while we are totally on side for offering people shelter and getting them housing and getting them started on their feet, there's a minority of people who don't want that. And the question is, should they be able to occupy and ruin public spaces for the rest of it? Again, the numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-744-740. And again, I don't know, I thought the speed cameras would be the big topic today. There's also this question of encampments, and there's anything else you want to talk about. Let's go to Pat in Toronto. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Libby. I'm going at a little higher level, Zoomer is very popular with the older generation, which I clearly qualify for, age 81. I think we need to do something in this country with regard to allowing people to enjoy the kinds of pensions that our MPs, MPPs, all federal employees, all municipal, all provincial, plus the school people, plus the university people have. 70% index pensions. That's assuming you've been at the place for 35 years. 35 years times 2% a year gets you a 70% pension based on your best 5 years and then indexed for inflation. Now, my parents, my father was a hydro person and they lived a long time, but my parents' pension had gone up 4.5 times. We need to find a way to get this sort of thing available to everybody in the country, because as we've now seen, it's costing more for people because we're living longer. And I noticed that new Ontario provision or suggestion that came out yesterday with regard to long-term care and keeping people in their houses, et cetera. The question, who pays for it? And if you haven't saved any money, then government pays for it. So that's the issue. And just as an aside, I get very angry when I see the leader of the opposition complaining about Mr. Carney, who has been successful in business and therefore has saved a lot of money. I wish somebody would publish what the leader of the opposition has in entitled pension now after 20-odd years at the federal government. So that's a hot topic, and I think it's one that needs to be looked at by all levels of government in this country.
Well, we saw a budget this week, and one of the things that I found interesting, one of the big critiques of the budget is, speaking of pensions and older people, and the way the tax is structured, it's really it really targets older people, because any incremental income, if you are retired but you take on, you know, a small part-time job, most of that money is clawed back. And that's really unfair. And meanwhile, you're talking about the gold-plated stuff. I say let's even stick with the silver and the bronze, because while we have a lot of people who are trying to ignite these intergenerational wars, saying it's all the fault of older people who are all rich, the tax system really claws back any kinds of incremental money that older people earn. So it claws the money back from old age security, guaranteed income supplement. It's just really not worthwhile for people to do that. Pat, thanks for your call. I see that it's time for our first break. I'm going to give the numbers out again. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. Bill, hear what you think of the speed cameras. What do you think about the latest action or lack thereof about encampments? Councillor Brad Bradford in Toronto moved a motion that would see the city clear maybe 200 of them near schools, daycares, playgrounds. And that got watered down by Councillor Paula Fletcher on the left, that they're only going to clear 18. So what do you think of that? Also, when we come back, I had a very fascinating conversation with the food professor, Dr. Sylvain Charlebois, yesterday. It gave me some insight on what we're finding at the grocery store and why some of it, especially animal protein like chicken, like beef, is both in shortage and very expensive. So I also want to hear about what you're finding at the grocery and what you are doing about it. Right now, let's take that break and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer.
When one considers the meaning of life, it is a struggle between alternative viewpoints of life itself.
A free-for-all Friday.
And without the ability to defend one's own viewpoint against other, perhaps more aggressive ideologies, then reasonableness and moderation could quite simply disappear.
Name your topic and be as deep as you like, as long as there's a point in there somewhere. Here is Libby Znaimer.
Welcome back to this Free for All Friday. As always, there is a lot to talk about, especially here in Toronto. So speed cameras are now banned throughout the province, despite the fact that there are a lot of people, including mayors, including people, academics who have studied this question, who say they save lives. And yes, they, you know, in some cases they were a cash bag, a cash grab, face it. But, you know, that part of it, I think, could have been adjusted, but it wasn't. Doug Ford has a big B in his bonnet about it, so they're now illegal. The province is promising something, 40-some-odd million dollars, that people have access to immediately, but it's for infrastructure. So it's for stuff like speed bumps, roundabouts, which are not appropriate for every street. There's more money that will be available in the new year. But my question is this. So Toronto will lose $60 million, not chump change, but the mayor says that she needs $245 million to replace that $60 million. And I kind of question that math. It's Olivia Chow math. But let us go to the phones and see what you think. We've got Larry in the Beaches.
Hi. I just want to say last weekend, an 8-year-old girl was killed in front of her mother, and the mother badly injured by a speeding car which mounted the curb. And three teenagers were killed in a rollover. But the way Doug Ford talks, it's just one of those things. He's only concerned about the immediate area around a school zone. So I just want to say that Doug Ford is way out to lunch, because he's not moved by the 8-year-old girl, which he has 4 daughters, and that really shocks me. Okay, thank you, Libby.
Okay, Larry, thank you for that. Yes, and yesterday, a crossing guard was killed in Hamilton. And, you know, people we've got a lot of chaos on the streets. And to remove one thing that maybe helped it a bit, well, I don't know if that's such a good idea. And as I was talking to the Morning Zoom people, Andy and Jane, this morning, I do have a thought for making back some of the money. I'm waiting for some authorities to tell me why it won't work because of whatever jurisdiction. So if aside from speeding, going through red lights, one of the big problems that I experience, especially just driving through residential streets, is that a lot of people, they just blast through stop signs and you never know what they're going to do. They don't wait their turn. They just blast through 3-way stops, 4-way stops. On my particular, you know, daily route, there's a 3-way stop when I come out of my street. That's a nightmare. And then when we get to work, and we talked about this with Andy, there's a 4-way stop that also people are blasting through in Liberty Village. So I'm suggesting, why don't we have a couple of those traffic blitzes for stop signs? And I'm sure there's some designated fine, but let's make sure the fines are steep. And that money maybe can go to replacing the money that was collected in speed cameras. And then maybe it'll make people stop for 2 seconds when they get to a stop sign. That's what they mean. So I'd like to know, people, what do you think? Is that a good idea? I mean, you know, whether we end up collecting money or not, I think doing something to enforce those stop signs would be very good, very beneficial. The numbers to call, 416-360-0740. Toll free, 1-866-740-4740 is my idea a good one about having a blitz to get people to stop at the stop signs. And you know what? There's another thing that I wouldn't mind getting to. I had a really interesting conversation yesterday with Dr. Sylvain Charlebois, the food professor. And if you've shopped for annual animal protein, you've noticed that there seems to be a shortage of chicken. I'm used to seeing all kinds of chicken, different qualities. Some you see the nice, you know, organic ones. You see old chickens. You see family packs. And there seems to have been less lately. And also beef. The price of beef has skyrocketed. And I was telling a story where I bought some beef that looked to be, it wasn't cheap, but it was on sale. It was an expensive cut usually, which is a ribeye, boneless ribeye. And instead of it's now like it's crazy. It's like well over $30 a pound. It was probably down, I'm putting air quotes, to $20 a pound. And really, it was not good. I mean, I know how to cook a steak really nicely. The husband complained. And then Sylvain Charlebois was telling me that if you buy this from one of the big chains, they probably don't tell you when it comes from. And to make up for this shortage, they're getting which is tougher beef, older beef, beef that is not as good as the kind we have from here. So do tell what you've been finding. On that note, the numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. Let's hear from Fernando in Toronto. Hi, Fernando.
Hey, Libby. With all of this speed camera stuff and finding all of the cars that were going 1 kilometer over for the last year, just a thought. I'm just wondering if it would be an idea to have a campaign just like they had in the 80s with Nancy Reagan, just say no to drugs. Why don't they have a campaign in Toronto to put the onus on pedestrians to not play baseball on main arteries? I mean, I'm being extreme, but, you know, how about going to crosswalks, crossing at the lights, and just being careful and not walking where there's raging drivers? You know, it won't hurt to have a campaign from City Hall to alert pedestrians, since there's drivers out there.
Pedestrians know, and for the life of me, I don't understand why somebody doesn't understand that they're taking their life in their hands, and it makes me very unhappy when I keep seeing pedestrians crossing busy streets, not even looking up. They're looking at their phones, and they've got headphones, and they wouldn't hear if there was something, and that's just, I mean, it's just dumb. But
yes,
when you're driving 2,000 pounds of steel, you're the one, you're the responsible person, and you have to be careful. And the driving, I mean, it's the drivers that are driving in ways that are very dangerous. So,
but not all drivers.
No, and not all pedestrians.
Yeah, so absolutely, we have to be specific. So we need to be specific about who these drivers are. And I would surmise that if you're between 18 and 25 and you have a license and a souped up car, and you think you're Steve McQueen, and because I've seen guys on the 401 and like the Gardner doing like 200. So
okay, that's stunt driving. But drivers of all ages are doing wacky things on the road. Thanks for your call. Let's move along to Tony in North York. Hi, Tony.
Yeah, part of when you learn to drive, you are told that, you know, forget, you get caught speeding, you're going to lose like 3 points, 4 points, no seatbelt, right? You get, and these, I'm not saying if you use a photo radar, but they're not giving people demerit points, they're not taking bad drivers off the road, they're not putting them in front of a judge, right? So if somebody's like, oh yeah, you know what, I'll pay the $80 fine or $120, but I'm not going to, my insurance doesn't see it. You know, I'm not going to get suspended if I have whatever it is, 7 or 9 points off. And I think that's the wrong thing. If I might make a point about the pedestrians and that, you know, maybe it's the bad lighting we have now, that because I guess it's more environmentally friendly, uses less electricity, but you don't see as well at night. And if I ask a lot of people, do you notice that the roads aren't lit as well as they used to be? And everybody says yes.
Oh, absolutely. It's like pitch dark. And even, I mean, on the street where I live, pitch dark. I can barely even see the driveway. So, yes, I totally agree with you on that. It is much harder to see at night. Good points, Tony. Thank you very much for that. Let us go to Barb in Fergus. Hi, Barb.
Oh, hi very much, Libby. Thanks for taking my call. I'm phoning to give my comments on the cameras being taken down. We live on one of the main roads heading into Fergus, and we have a public school on that road. And, of course, people are coming into town at 100 miles an hour or 100 kilometers, and they do slow down, but not nearly as much as the 40 kilometers. So I'm absolutely for them. I sent a letter to our MP, and the answer I got back was, well, people are having trouble putting food on their table. Well, give me a break, then slow down, sweetie, and you won't have to pay for a ticket, will you? So that's
good
my
point.
One issue that I'm annoyed about. The other one is the tunnel, the suggested tunnel under the 401. I never heard of such a crazy idea in all my life. Is there any reason taking the trucks off the 401 and putting them on the 407 wouldn't work? So those are my two comments for today, Libby, and I hear your program every day and enjoy it very much.
Thank you so much, Barb. And an interesting note about the tunnel under the 401, Doug Ford was really pushing for the Prime Minister, for Mark Carney, to put it on his latest list of the big infrastructure projects that he wants us to go ahead with, and lo and behold, it was not on that list, which came out yesterday, which came out with some critical minerals and LNG, which are good things for us to develop, but even though it's going to take a very long time. So the tunnel underneath the 401, which, by the way, a lot of people think that this is kind of loony thing to do. That was not on the list. Thank you very much, Helen, for your call. I'm going to give the numbers out again, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And before I take some more calls, let me give you an alert that I just got. So this is what a lot of people are now finding strange. Toronto City Council just fired the Parking Authority Board. And again, the way they often like to do this, they're good at this. It wasn't on the agenda. They did it at the very last minute, which some critics are saying it was done under the cover of darkness. And it was something championed by Olivia Chow. And it wasn't about budget pressures. We don't really know what it's about. So stand by. There will be more coming out on that. But that is kind of the way that Olivia Chow and her supporters get things done. They know how to use the procedure. Anyway, moving along, let's go to Helen in Toronto. Hello, Helen.
Hi, Libby. Just my radio didn't turn off completely, so I'm going to another room. The idea of I forget what you call those bumps that they put on so that you slow down. They had the rods dug about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and last week the speed bumps were already put in. Now, the street I'm talking about is Maxwell, the only one that goes from Finch to Shepherd. Doesn't go straight down, but it's the only through road. That's a little overkill, because we already had speed bumps on there. Absolutely ridiculous. It has not stopped people from going through stop signs. And while I'm talking about people going through stop signs, the bicycles are the worst. They just zip, and God forbid you are not looking in their direction, you're going to hit them. So I don't think speed bumps and rerouting is the answer. I really think those speed cameras should have been allowed to stay.
Well, you and a lot of other people, Helen, thanks for your calls. And here, just another problem in our area of the Zoomerplex, and I didn't notice this because actually King and Dufferin is closed. I come from slightly north, so that's yet another intersection, place that I can't go because I can't get anywhere from there. However, other people who come from the south, so those famous traffic agents that were paying for, that the mayor was crowing about, I'm getting these traffic agents. Well, apparently, and this, according to Moses, they are standing at the intersection of Liberty and Dufferin, and they don't do anything. You know, why does that not surprise me? They stand around talking, and frankly, I've seen those traffic agents at other intersections, and literally, they're standing at an intersection, a car goes in, blocks the box, and they do nothing. Absolutely nothing. And what is the cost for them? I mean, I have to look it up, but I think there was 75. It was a big number for those traffic agents. So if you've seen traffic agents standing around doing nothing, give me a shout on that too as well. Please let us go to Barbara in Toronto. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Libby. Thanks for taking my call. I've actually seen those traffic agents standing around as well. I think there were two, and they were chatting at Girard and Leslie, I believe. I really couldn't understand what they were doing, but now I understand. The other thing I wanted
nothing.
To no, they were doing nothing. They were just chatting. But the reason I called was because I wonder if we can start licensing these Uber drivers, the bikes and the, well, anything. I know e-bikes are not actually legal in Toronto, but anything that moves that is not a motor vehicle should be licensed. So why aren't we going after licensing, making them get a license and regulating that and bringing in some money there?
Well, I think there were some sort of feasibility things, and it would cost more to try to institute licenses and enforce them than we would get back. But supposedly there were blitzes. I think a lot of these food delivery drivers, sorry, are a menace. They are in bike lanes with motorized vehicles, including Vespa. Not bicycles, which should not be in a bike lane. And with a lot of these electric bicycles that are not legal, they've been a hazard on transit. So, you know, I heard that we were supposed to do some enforcement on that. And, you know, maybe it lasted for a few minutes. But all of this stuff, I think that, you know, there's general kind of lawlessness going on now. And it's from the big things to the small things. If you consider all of this kind of chaos and no consideration on the roads. It's not really a small thing, but, you know, it's not criminal, but it can really hurt people. Barbara, thank you for your call. And people out there, yes, I want to hear if you've been seeing these traffic agents standing around chatting, doing nothing. I don't think that that is what they are hired to do. So let us go to Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you? I'm sorry about that. In any case, I'd like to speak about cataracts and condos today. What was at issue with me is I was misdiagnosed for 4 years, and then I had just recently this year a macular test and found out I had cataracts. So I just want people to be aware that if you do go into an optometrist and they give you a new contact lens and you're still seeing blurry, then you need a macular test.
Okay, thank you for making us aware of that. And just before I take our second break, more information on the standing around traffic agents. Apparently somebody said he asked, like, why are these guys standing around doing nothing, chatting? And apparently they said those are their orders. Kind of reminds me that in some situations with harassment, bad demonstrations, the cops also standing around not doing anything. So again, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk some more about paying these traffic agents to stand around talking.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to
seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer. A free-for-all Friday. Step up, say your piece, and we promise not to interrupt.
Excuse me!
Just be lively about it. We have a lot of listeners hanging on your every word. Here is Libby Znaimer.
Welcome back to this free-for-all Friday, and boy, we keep getting new reports about problems with driving and traffic every minute. So in addition to reports, and now on both ends of the city, Liberty Village and Girard and wherever on the east side, the traffic agents that Olivia Chow was crowing about, standing around chatting, and then people being told, well, that's what they've been told to do. Well, now we are getting a notice about another problem in Liberty Village, and that is the trucks that clean the sidewalks. Cleaning the sidewalks generally is a good thing, but, you know, they push the dust onto pedestrians. That is not a good thing. And again, you ask them anything and it's orders. And I mean, you know, when city council debated how they're going to do better in snow clearing just a couple of days ago, the one thing they didn't talk about was the fact that they often clean the sidewalks before the roads. So you clean the sidewalks, which is a good thing, and then the road clearing people come and dump the snow from the roads on the sidewalks that have just been cleaned, making it impossible for people to walk. So clearly we have a problem, because a lot of the people who are hired to help us with these things are not helping us with these things. And that is just goes on top of a cascading, you know, thing where people on the roads, on the sidewalks are just completely inconsiderate. So let us get back to the phones. We've got Dawn in Brampton. Hello, Dawn.
Hi, Libby. Enjoy your show. Listen to it almost every day.
Thank you.
And what I called about is the stop sign idea. I think that's very, very good. People do zoom through stop sign, and it makes for nervous drivers to be even more nervous. And also the motorized bikes. I've had so many close calls with these guys coming up behind you, and they don't tell you they're coming through or anything like that. And recently the lights have been out in my local park, so it's, you know, should be even more careful. But they don't seem to listen, and they should be in the bike lane, I believe. I'm not 100% sure. But they're on the sidewalk, and they're on the bike
path. Oh, my God. That's so illegal. And yep, depending on what they're driving, they shouldn't be in the bike lanes. If they're driving a Vespa or a large illegal, like one of those electric bikes, they should not be in the bike lane. The bike lanes are for bicycles.
Okay. They're on the sidewalks and they're in the path.
That's complete. Even a bicycle should not be on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And again, nobody, you know, we hear, yes, we're going to enforce it, and then I hear from you, it's not being enforced, and then they say, oh, gee, we can't be everywhere. Well, maybe you should be somewhere.
Yes, Dawn, for sure.
I hear you. Thanks very much.
Have a great weekend, Libby. Great talking with you.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to Daryl in Toronto. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Really quick before I get to my main point, if Olivia Chow needs $240 million, I would suggest she get another job. But besides that, regarding the speed cameras and everything, I have never heard one proponent for speed cameras make any mention of there's two issues going on here. There's the safety fact and then there's the money fact. And why don't we disentangle them? And it seems to me like they could have left them around schools and things like that and have the province take over them and the money and the penalties for it. And I do agree with the other person who called in saying they should be real tickets, demerit points, et cetera, so that you can get the constant, speeders off the road, cull them off of that.
Yeah, well, they don't do demerits because there was no person there seeing you commit a violation. I mean, that's a legal thing, and the demerits wouldn't hold up. But yeah, disentangle those two things. And there are a lot of people, frankly, who think Olivia Chow should get another job one way or another, Daryl.
And also, before you met a couple of weeks ago, you had a guy on, I think he was from the police, and they were talking about a crackdown on electric scooters and things like that, right?
Well, yes, that's what I'm asking. Where is it?
Okay.
We don't see it.
I really thought I heard the officer was talking to say that they were doing this on direct orders from Olivia Chow, which struck me as strange if I heard it right at the time, because the police are always saying they don't take any orders like that.
I don't know that that was direct orders. I don't remember. Probably they wouldn't say that because you're right. They're not supposed to take direct
okay.
orders.
Anyway.
Daryl, thanks very much for your call. Let us go to Sean in Hamilton. Hello, Sean.
Hey, good afternoon, Libby. First time caller.
Oh, wait. Where's my bell? Oh, my bell. My bell.
Awesome.
I owe
awesome.
You a bell ringing. My apologies,
that's okay.
Sean.
Ding, ding, no
ding.
Biggie.
Welcome.
No biggie. So, yeah, I live in Hamilton, and unfortunately, I don't know much about it, but I just seen on a billboard that they're revamping the 911 system for medical calls to prioritize them. And now I don't know if you phone up when you do 911, if you press a certain button to prioritize that it's a medical call or not. Unfortunately, I just seen one of the billboards on the side of the road. And it's starting this in November. So unfortunately, I don't know much about it, but hopefully it will help in a emergency situation.
Well, yeah, we've heard terrible stories about people being put on hold with very serious medical emergencies. I can't imagine that they would be making the caller do more, but you're right. I do not know enough about it. There's another new thing that we have to explore next week that actually sounds very good. And, you know, for years and decades, we've been hearing about this ALC, alternate level of care, people who go into hospitals and they stay in the hospital because there's nowhere for them to go. They can't go back home. They're not well enough or able to take care of themselves. So the province is launching, I think it's just a pilot, for some people to be moved and to get home care. That is an excellent idea. We're going to follow up on that next week to get the details because that is something that we need very much. Sean, thanks again. And when you call back, if you say you didn't get your bell, we'll give you the bell then. Thank you very much. Let us go to, here is another what could be a big problem, Connie in Orangeville. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Libby. Thanks for taking my call. I'll just make a comment about 911. It has been awesome every time we've had to call 911. The immediate response, even this week, having to call the crisis center, because my husband is 82 and we're not sure what he's going through. He's had an MRI very quickly. An appointment to get him a wellness assessment is a year's waiting list.
My notes here say a wellness check. That's when people come to the door to make sure someone's okay. You're not talking about that, right?
No, I'm talking about an assessment. He would go to check depression, dementia, Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's very difficult. That's terrible.
And it would have counseling sessions for him and for me, which I'm 78, and that's very difficult to deal with this and understand what's happening. So when this week, when he says he's going to kill himself and wants to die.
Oh, no, no. I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you have a family doctor?
Oh, he's been awesome. And we got medication and we're on board to try and get it fixed. But we tried 2 months ago to get this appointment to figure out exactly what help does he need. Because I don't know whether it's depression, whether he's just being difficult, whether what's going on. We've been married almost 60 years.
Connie, I'm very sorry to hear that. And I hope that you get the help that you need. And that is a very distressing thing to hear. And I wish you and your husband all of the best. Let's go to Brian in Mimico. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Libby. Perhaps Olivia might want to redeploy those cameras to intersections, because I agree with you. People, only 50% of the people bother to stop at stop signs or that. Some just drift right through, especially if they're making a right-hand turn. You could make money there doing that, and that would be a safety thing. And the other thing is, I finally got myself a dash-mounted digital speedometer. Years ago, I couldn't do it because you'd have to hook it up to the odometer that in the car. These days, they're run on a GPS system, $18 at Amazon. You just plug it into your lighter or power outlet with the provided USB adapter. And it blows me away now, looking at the speeds, how simple it is to go from 40 to 50, how quick it is, that easy and everything. It will really surprise you.
Okay. And for those tips. And again, lots that can be improved on the roads. I mean, it's up to all of us, but we've got speed cameras becoming illegal today. We've got the mayor crowing about her traffic enforcement officers when a lot of them have been cited doing absolutely nothing. And when asked, people have been told, well, that's what they're told to do. I don't know exactly what powers they have for enforcement, but I know that we're spending a lot of money on them, millions of dollars for those traffic agents. Is that just another bunch of wasted money, and who actually gets those jobs? That's another thing to consider. So traffic agents, we had my idea. I mean, part of the problem that I see is there are a lot of people, they just blow through the stop signs. It's dangerous and it makes a lot of stress if you're on the road. Let's maybe do something about that. Right now, I am looking at the clock. We are totally out of time. That's all the time we have for Fight Back for today, for this week, for Fight Back with Libby Znaimer. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram. I'll be back here on Monday, and we will talk then.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. for seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.